You're listening to SBS News.
Last October, a Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed into the Java Sea shortly after takeoff from an airport in Jakarta, Indonesia, killing all 189 people on board. In early March, an Ethiopian Air Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people aboard. The Federal Aviation Authority has been in the spotlight over how much autonomy it's given to Boeing and the review process it must complete before a plane is deemed safe for public use. At a congressional hearing, the chairman of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee told the FAA it must get it right in deciding when to allow the Boeing 737 MAX to fly again. Democratic Representative Peter DeFazio told the committee lives should not have been put in danger.
You know, we shouldn't have to have tragedies to change the rules if the rules need to be changed. And now we have another tragedy, and we've got to get to the bottom of this.
The FAA's acting chief, Dan Elwell, says passenger safety is their top concern.
We will not allow the 737 MAX to fly in the U.S. until it is absolutely safe to do so, and we will use every tool, every data gathering capability we have to ensure that's the case.
The Boeing 737 MAX plane was grounded worldwide in mid-March, but the FAA has been criticized for being too cozy with the aircraft's maker Boeing in approving the jet. There have been claims that the 737 was rushed to market in order to compete with rival manufacturer Airbus and its A320neo aircraft. Democrat committee member Daniel Lipinski says it appears that the certification process was compromised in order to get the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft onto the market quickly.
This is not a legal proceeding here, and I know that we're in the early stages of the investigation of the crashes and the certification of the MAX. But stories we've heard about the process of certification so far are troubling. The guiding principle of the FAA and manufacturers must be safety, not getting a highly valued plane out more quickly.
The crashes are being blamed on the 737's Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS. The system's designed to push the 737 MAX's nose down when it detects that it's too high during flight. Investigators in both Indonesian and Ethiopian crashes believe that a faulty sensor was sending incorrect information to the MCAS system, forcing the noses of the aircraft into a dive. It's alleged that pilots were given insufficient training on the system and the FAA had failed to examine the system in enough detail. Republican committee member Paul Mitchell questioned Dan Elwell, claiming the FAA has been evasive over the issue.
What were the steps the FAA took in reviewing the MCAS system and the accompanying training? Because I've asked it now three times, and I'd be blunt with you, sir, with all due respect, I haven't gotten a direct answer, and the committee deserves it.
We will get that answer for you, sir.
Dan Elwell went on to say that Boeing is working on a software update for MCAS, which will be thoroughly examined by their technical advisory board.
We will do a thorough and robust safety analysis. We will determine, based on the software fix they give us, we'll determine what level of training will be required of 737 MAX pilots. And then once we have established all of that, and internally the FAA review says that the 737 MAX is safe to fly, then the prohibition order will be lifted.
Elwell said Boeing should not have waited 13 months to tell the FAA that it inadvertently made the alarm alerting pilots to a mismatch of flight data optional on the 737 MAX instead of standard as it is on earlier 737s. Meanwhile, a Senate panel has heard from Stephen Dixon, a former airline pilot and Delta Airlines executive whom President Donald Trump has nominated to head the FAA. Stephen Dixon says he's committed to making any changes recommended by groups looking into how the agency certifies the safety of airliners. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.